Robbie Luna is a carpenter in Seattle, but by night he portrays the role of Prince in the Prince cover band Purple Maine. When Prince died, Purple Maine decided it had a responsibility to honor the artist's legacy.
We take his music seriously, but it took on a different meaning now. It's like, if we're going to perform his music, we have to do it right. We can't half-ass Prince.
But Robbie would soon come to find that his Prince act had an even deeper impact than he'd imagined. It came from a chance encounter during his day job. Producers Warren Langford and Alex Cartwright bring us that story. And because of the sensitive subject matter, some of the names have been changed. Here's Warren.
So Robbie is a carpenter, and one day he's called to fix some windows on a Seattle apartment building.
I was doing some banging, and it was probably, I don't know, 10 in the morning, and I noticed a woman go out the front door to the front lawn and look up at me. I had just this impression of her as a no-nonsense professional woman. I assumed that she's going to let me have it for making all this noise up here. I said, oh, great. And then I heard the doorbell ring. She rang the door to the apartment above where I was working. And I was like, okay, I'll go down and calm her.
The woman, who introduces herself as Carmen, studies his face and after a second asks Robbie if he was in a band.
I was a little perplexed as to how she recognized me. I had tools and whatnot. I did not look anything like Prince, I can guarantee. And I said, yes, I play in this Prince cover band, Purple Maine. And then she got she kind of stepped back and was like, put her hand over her heart and said, wow, I've seen you perform. And I remember you. And I was like, okay, that's cool. I'm always happy to meet a fan. And then things took a turn. I did not expect what was coming next.
Carmen told Robbie that she had shared that apartment with her fiancé, Mark. The two of them met when Mark was a lawyer and Carmen had gotten a job cleaning for him.
What I found really attractive about him when I met him was the fact that despite his social status, he was able to treat the help as equals. And I later on learned that he actually came from nothing and turned things around for himself. He was unhappy in his marriage, and I was unhappy in my own. And we basically chose to change our unhappy lives and pursue happier ones. It's very painful, but there was a light at the end of the tunnel. And music was a big thing in our relationship. He played music, I sang, and it was what companionship is supposed to look like.
And that brings us to right now. Carmen is standing face to face with this carpenter in her apartment building.
Before in my life, I had never believed in woo-woo stuff. But for some reason, that whole week was very woo-woo in every way. Mark had taken his own life a week before. And I had his body, we had a viewing, and I had a moment with him alone, and I had a silly moment where I chose to have Purple Rain in the background, and just kind of held his hand there for a bit, listening to Purple Rain, and then I see Robbie in the building, and I think, this guy looks awfully familiar, and I don't know where I've seen him before, and I can't stop thinking about it, and I obsess over it, and eventually it hits me that he's the guy from Purple Maine. And Mark and I had gone to that show, and we'd had a blast. and we'd thought he was so... The whole band, I mean, they were wonderful, all of them. And Mark and I had been talking about going to see them again whenever they were around. And so I thought, gosh, this is Mark trying to communicate something to me. He sent Robbie to the building.
And then she tells me this story about Mark taking his life in this apartment just a week prior to me being there. And I didn't know what to do, but I gave her a hug. I'm so sorry. Wow. Where do you go from there? So I was stammering like I am now, and then she, I think she had a great solution to end this awkward exchange.
I already had the plan. Yeah, and he was like, I don't mean to sound woo-woo, and I'm the most rational person, but the minute that I saw him and recognized him, it was clear to me that this was Mark's plan.
So I walk into the apartment, and the first thing I notice is a ginormous flower bouquet. It was like, oh, wow, this is fresh. This just happened. And so it kind of got real, like, oh. So what I was feeling was just very, I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm not a person who feels energy, like, there's a weird vibe, man. But I felt it. It was very quiet. It was just her and I. And she brought me Mark's guitar from a different room, and I tuned it up the best I could and kind of gave a... cleared the throat a little bit and played Purple Rain.
It's at this point that Carmen took out her phone and started filming. Yeah.
I made it into the second verse and I heard a knock at the door. As a performer, if you have a hiccup, you keep going. So I kept playing. And the person kept knocking. And finally, I just said,
come on in.
Such a shame our friendship had to end.
Hi, sorry.
It's okay.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
So at the door was my uncle, who had come from a different country to help me deal with the aftermath.
I just decide to let this strange person into the house while I'm playing.
I was ready to just let it go and not let him in. I figured, you know, if I heard music and nobody was answering, I would just stop.
And I powered through. We powered through. Finished the song and it felt good. And in fact, she told me a bit about her and Mark's relationship and how they planned to get married. And she did say that she hadn't even smiled that whole week leading up to this. She'd been so sad, understandably. And And I was so happy that I could bring her a little bit of happiness in all this sorrow.
It was huge to me because it felt as if Mark had found a way to say goodbye to me. And so I felt this huge happiness, joy mixed with sadness, kind of brought me back down to earth, back down to how life is really worth living. And I'm really appreciative of the fact that he was willing, that Robbie was willing to do this for me, because I realized that it was just so random and other people might not have been so open to doing that.